Blog Talk Praise Radio.
Especially if you're a Pentecostal Christian, and we said that, you know, basically this is the only evidence that you don't need another party to expose your belief in God or to expose that you are a believer. It's the only one that and Tony could tell you, you don't need anyone else to perform tongues. I mean, if you're going to cast the devil out of someone, you need someone with a devil in it. If you're going to heal the sick, then you're going to need a sick person. If you're going to tread on serpents and scorpions, you need those things. But the speaking in tongues is you and God. You only need yourself there. And it's an outward expression. And we're going to get a little bit deeper into speaking in tongues and also speaking the word of God. We're going to look a little deeper in the book of Acts and what it says about what happened that day on Pentecost. But Tony, if you're there, Deacon, would you lead us off in prayer before we begin?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Devil, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you because your word is truth, Mugodel Debla. Chidi Wodabanati Kukavel Mugodan.
Yes.
Debla, we thank you, Mugodel Arat Mugodel, because we have this time, Mugodel. We have this opportunity, Mugodan. But Debla, I pray right now, Debla, for the listeners, Mugodan, that you would open their hearts, Mugodel. Open their eyes, Mugodel. Open their ear, Mugodel. Open that spiritual ear, Mugodel Debla, that they can hear you tonight, Mugodel. Father, I pray that the ones that are listening tonight, Mugodel, the ones that are lonely, Mugodel, the ones that are thinking of drastic things, Mugodel, imagining that there's no way out, tonight, yes, Mugodel, there is a way out, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for tonight, Mugodel. We thank you for the word, Mugodel. Bless these airwaves, Mugodel. Bless the people on here, Mugodel, as we open your word tonight, Mugodel, at Potraska Chow Radio Station, Mugodel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to pass out the telephone number to those that are listening by internet tonight. Invite some friends, family members for the word tonight. I want to pass out the number. Our telephone number is area code 917 889 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. Like I said, pass it out to friends, family members tonight. We'd love to have them listen to the Word of God. It's going to start very shortly here, just in a couple minutes. Also, I'd like to pass out our email address. If there's home out there listening on the Tema, the Libtem, I've been some Gypsies for Jesus radio on the United States, Nais Domingo, the Blos Otomen, Odell at that. DST, then Duma Potirifono, Sara Ramosa Menga, they have an email by Gypsy Radio, the number one, if you would like to email us, Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. And I'll repeat it one more time, Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. I know that there's proud PA from around the world listening tonight, and I know in Australia we have brothers and sisters in England, Paris, Russia, around the world. Praise God for that, not only in the United States, but around the world we're being heard tonight. So God bless
Amen.
You all tonight. Thank
Amen.
You for joining
Thank you,
us
Jesus.
Tonight. Praise the Lord, Brother Chuka, Deacon Tony, God bless you. If you're ready for the word, I'm going to hand the mic over to you, gentlemen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. We wanna say welcome to the radio station. I'm out of Pal on the Yugoslavia. I talked to Asal on the Yugoslavia today on Instagram. And I'm giving thanks and glory to God that Sukhangarya, Desailumya, there's churches all over the world with dedicated people who actually love God and serve Him with their full and whole heart. And I just want to say, May Stumenga, Kaya Sunena Maraglasria, Numana Sun Kaya Amaro Glaso, Asun Ka Glaso Le Devesco. Amen.
Amen.
We ended last week talking about Acts verse chapter 2. And I'm just going to read just to refresh the listener and also to refresh us. We're going to start and we're going to go about it. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. And those that were dwelling in Jerusalem, the Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Verse 6. When this sound occurred, the mighty rushing wind, together and were confused. Remember that word, confused, because everyone heard them speaking in their own language. Then they were amazed and marveled. Remember those two words, amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galilean? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Now let's go down to verse 11. Cretans and Arabs, and we all heard them speaking in our own tongue the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Now, I wanted to show you guys these words. I told you to pay attention. Remember the word confused, and then the two words amazed and marveled. Okay. Now, you see, it's up to us whether we want to confuse people or we want to amaze and marvel people. When we allow the Holy Spirit to talk through us, they will be amazed and marveled. But here goes the key. First of all, when someone's confused, if you want to get someone's attention, confuse them for a second.
Oh.
You know what I mean? If you can confuse somebody for a second and get their attention, because sometimes, like me and Tony, we always talk about it, and we say that Brother Paul, as we call him, Brother Paul, was convinced that the gospel was true. And what was the word that they used? Tony, what was the word that Brother Paul used?
Persuaded.
He was persuaded. He was persuaded to believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ was true. We need to persuade people to understand, and not ourselves, because the Holy Spirit of God will do all the persuasion. We don't need to do anything except for expose the truth. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. You see, these men, they were speaking in tongues, but everybody heard them in their own language. So we're going to talk about the word of truth, or chachimos. Because after Peter and all of the apostles and the disciples of Jesus Christ were talking all of these wonderful things, and basically you heard in verse 11 of chapter 2 in Acts, it says that Cretans and Arabs were here, who we heard them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Now, you see, that's the key right there. If you're speaking the wonderful works of God, that will translate, that will speak multitudes to people, that will speak amazing things to people, because we're not telling about ourselves. We're not telling about selfish ambition. We're not telling about, let me tell you something about me. But in other words, we're saying, let me tell you the truth about God. And when you tell the truth about God, something happens, Deacon. I believe that when you tell the truth about God, shackles are broken off of people.
Hallelujah.
I believe that chains are broken off of people.
That's right.
I believe that whatever is on the neck holding the person down, the book of Psalms says that their pride held them down with chains of affliction, and they wore their chains around their neck with pride. People are in bondage today, and they're having pride about it. Luvudinpe papengo pride. Luvudinpe papengo bondage today. They're talking about, oh, guess how much pot I smoked last week? Oh, guess how many drinks I had last night at the club? I drank so much, I lost my mind on the dance floor. We're talking about Christians over here. But people are luvudinpe, and they're having pride about their adulterous relationships. I'm speaking the truth tonight. I'm sorry if I'm breaking any hearts or hurting any feelings. If you're a Christian and I'm talking to you and you want to hang up the phone right now, you better listen closely, because God's about to do an amazing thing in your life. Not because of me, but because of his word. Hallelujah. You see, the word of God, Jesus, the Bible says in Psalms that isn't my word like a fire? Isn't my word like a hammer that shatters a rock? If you've become a rock, I want you to pay close attention tonight. Listen to the word of God tonight, because it's going to shatter whatever's holding you down, whatever's weighing you down. Tonight is going to break apart into a million pieces, into a fine powder. And in Jesus' name, you're going to be released, loosened from everything that's held you down in the past. God wants you to know that he's in the business of setting the captives free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God wants you to know that he's in the business of opening up doors that have been shut. Hallelujah. Like whether you've shut them yourself or someone shut them for you, God is about to reopen them for you in the name of Jesus. And he's about to close some doors that you thought that would never be closed before. God's about to close some doors that you want him to close, and God's about to close some doors that you don't even want him to close right now if you listen closely to the word, because I'm about to break apart some truth in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to know that it's up to the man of God to speak truth or to speak a lie. And let me tell you something about a lie. Do you know that 99.9% of the truth, if you only tell 99.9% of the truth and not 100% of it, it's a lie.
Still a lie.
If you do not tell the 100% truth, it is a lie. And may God have mercy upon all of our souls. Because if we're going to butter it up, and if we're going to sugarcoat it, and if we're going to make it an easy pill to swallow, then may God have mercy upon our souls. I'm broadcasting this all over the world tonight. God needs to have mercy upon our souls, and not mercy to forgive us so we can keep doing it, but mercy that it can change us with some grace and show us how to do it right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, because I'm telling you right now that if you speak anything else but the truth, it won't confuse them to get their attention, but it'll confuse them to make them go far, far, far away from the truth. If you tell the truth, you know, sometimes the truth is very peculiar, Tony. Sometimes when you hear the truth, it shocks you because you never thought that, you know, that person would tell the truth about that. You know, sometimes we say, wait, why just chicho chada? Why do you have to tell the truth?
Right.
We say that sometimes because it's odd to us. It's peculiar. It's weird. Why would he have to tell the truth? He didn't have to tell the truth. I don't pay on the Vaskutsa. But guess what? Even when you feel uncomfortable in telling the truth, you still have to tell it. because it's the word of God. If it's the word of God, it's going to break apart some stuff. Yes, go ahead.
Can I interject just for
a
second? Okay. The word truth, Jesus is standing before Pilate. And he says, don't you understand why I've come here? Don't you understand why I was born? I was born here to testify to the truth. And Pilate asks Jesus, what is truth? Now, pay attention to what I just said. He didn't say, what is the truth? He said, what is truth? Because in humanity, throughout the history of time, man has been a liar. Man has been trying to cover up lies and trying to deceive. Since Adam and Eve covered themselves with leaves, it was a wrong thing to do. They was trying to lie. Pontius Pilate asks, what is the truth? Why did he say that, Chuka? What is the truth? Why did he say it like that? Let me tell you why.
Come on.
Because the Pharisees lie, the Romans lie, everybody's lies. I never heard the truth. I don't even know what the truth looks like. And now you're here, Jesus, and you're telling me you're the truth? That's why it's hard for people to understand, because we live in a world where people try to patch things up, where people lie, where they try to sugarcoat things, like you said. They try to put a little sugar on that pill so they don't get the true gospel.
You know, Deacon, one of the most amazing things in the last 100 years in medicine was penicillin. Okay.
Yes.
And it saves people's lives, and it's the one of the greatest medicines that there is penicillin. It's an antibiotic, which means it kills off disease, it kills off germ. But do you know it tastes terrible? Do you know that raw, straight up penicillin will dry up your mouth and make you knock out from the taste?
Yes.
It's horrible. And that's why in penicillin and amoxicillin, for the kids, they make it taste like bubble gum, so that way they can take it, tasajun. I chew it up.
Right.
All right. But even though it tastes really bad, it's really good. I just told you it might be the number one drug, a pharmaceutical drug that helps
it
people.
It revolutionized the world.
Yeah.
Penicillin.
Yeah. Before penicillin, people would have get pneumonia and just drop dead at the age of, in their 30s from it. But
people would get a toothache, get an infection, and die.
Right. You understand? So it is a very, very crucial medicine. It's important, but it tastes horrible. But when you take it correctly, it helps the person to live. It gives you life.
It saves your life.
Yeah. Sometimes that thing that doesn't taste good for us, that doesn't smell good for us. They used to say something. You say a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down easier. And that was what they used to do before they had technology to where they can put flavors inside the medicine. They would put a little sugar in that teaspoon of medicine, and it would help the kids and the people swallow it because it was near impossible. But let me tell you something. The Word of God, if the Word of God has been preached to you, and it has always made you feel nothing but good and gratified, then you got to run away from that preacher because he didn't preach to you the truth. Especially if you haven't changed your life and you feel gratified and you feel comfortable and you feel like everything's great, but in the last 20 years that you've been saved, you only got worse, your sins only got bigger, your mouth only got worse, your language only got worse, you curse everybody, you curse everything, you're nasty, you're a brawler, you're an alcoholic. I'm not talking about anybody's problems over here. I'm talking about the devil that's got a grip on some people tonight. I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the spirit. You see, if you weren't told the truth, then you're an open door to some spirits. Let me tell you why I say that. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 7, it says, this is the story of the Tower of Babel, and we all know the story. I'll just run through it real quick. It says, come, let us go down, and let us confuse their language. You hear the word confuse, their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. You see it right there? They may not understand one another's speech. Now, you see, on the day of Pentecost, they were confused, but guess what? There was a widespread understanding that they were talking the wonderful works of God. You understand? So that's why I entitled this message, Babylon, Babel or Pentecost. what are you, where are you from? Because it's either you'll be confused or you'll be marveled and amazed. Now, if we look at it real quickly, and I'm not going to take up a whole lot of time in this one area, but we notice, real quickly, we notice that on the day of Pentecost, God sent down the Holy Spirit and gave them utterances, and they began to share the gospel, praise the Lord, in other languages, on the Shiva, and in other language. They were speaking Medium, they were speaking Cyrene, they were speaking Egyptian, they were speaking Arabic, they were speaking Italian, they were speaking Medium, whatever, all of these different places, because remember, they were proselytes too. That means people from other countries who went and became Jews to follow the Jewish law. So there was people from everywhere, Tony, and God sent down his words, his utterances, and it brought widespread understanding, so much understanding that 3,000, the Bible says, were added to the kingdom of heaven that day.
Amen.
Baptized 3,000 men. So now here goes the first time that you see God sent down some tongues. He sent them down in Babel. With Babel, he sent down tongues that didn't give clarity, but gave confusion. You see, that's up to you, because the people of Babel, their minds and their intentions were completely wrong. Tony, would you explain for a minute what was the intentions of the Tower of Babel?
The Tower of Babel, this was Nimrod.
Yeah.
Nimrod was the king. He was the ruler of that time. And in the ancient world of that time, they was the most intelligent people. So what they was trying to do was they was trying to build a tower to get to heaven. And what there was is Barimata Mangitikaran. They wanted to show the whole world, look what we could do. But actually what they were really doing is they was holding up their fist up to God.
Yeah.
They were saying to God, look at what we are doing and you can't stop us.
Yeah, they was holding up their fist in defiance.
They was wagging their fist in front of God's face.
Yeah, yeah. Would it be easy for us to say that Nimrod was a believer in other gods?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was a pagan, right?
And understand, he was a descendant of Noah.
Yeah,
so he knew Jehovah God.
Yeah, but somewhere along the lines, he believed that he was sort of like a god, right?
Well, one of his descendants, I mean, like, it's so much study about Nimrod. Actually, his son was the original Christmas Day. If you understand what I just said.
That's right.
You know the statue, you know the picture where you see Mary with the baby?
Yep.
That's Nimrod's son.
Yeah, with Tamar.
Right, with Tamar. That's not Mary and that's not Jesus.
That's right.
And over the years, they would celebrate his birthday on December 25th. So over the years, the world was celebrating December 25th anyway, so they just made it Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, they attributed it. So
right, so you do it anyway. So switch it over from him to Nimrod, from Nimrod to Jesus.
So it would be easy to say that the man was a pagan and he had a bunch of gods, or he was a god of himself, or he made a god of his own son. And we know.
Well,
the story.
You
got to
understand something. In the ancient world, when you was a king, they took on the form of God. They said they were gods too. Caesar said he was God.
Yeah, they had their formal title was King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Right.
Right. So there goes the easy description is that they were pagans. They had gods. They were gods of themselves. But look at the most important thing. I did a word search, Tony, on the word Babel. Okay, the word Babel actually means, its literal translation means gate or doorway of gods.
Mm.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. The word
Could
Babel.
Could you repeat that?
Yes, yes. The word Babel, I did a word study on it, and the word literally means gate of gods or doorway of gods. Now, here goes the thing. We know that the word Babel means in Taina Jal Chomui. Your mouth is going
right,
for no
you're babbling
reason. Babbling. Now, here goes the thing. Are you ready for it? When you babble, when you bring up some stuff out of your own self, because when you bring up words of God, it's no, that you ain't babbling, you're speaking life. But when you're bringing up some nonsense, some half-truths, some complete lies, you're opening the door for Satan to come into your life.
Right.
You're opening the door for demonic influences to come inside your life. Now, we always say that a born-again Christian cannot be possessed, but he can be influenced. He can be
right.
oppressed. But then, me and the deacon was talking about it, what do you define? Who do you define as a born-again Christian?
Right.
How do you define a born-again Christian? Well, if that born-again Christian is speaking nothing but debt, I think you need to step back and take a better look. Because
right.
a born-again Christian will speak life. A born-again Christian will speak truth. A born-again Christian will speak Jesus, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if anything else is coming out of that born-again Christian's mouth, you need to step back and think about it. Am I taking this person's advice right now, and he's a scornful person, and he's a wicked person, and he's a sinner, and he's... Am I standing in this area? Because last I checked, in Psalms 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who does not stand in these things, who does not take the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the scornful, or sit in the seat of the sinner, but
mm-hmm.
who delights himself in the laws of the Lord. For he will be as a tree planted by the rivers of water, who produces its fruit in season, whose leaves will never, ever wither.
Mm.
This is the person who's blessed by God. This is the person who's a born-again Christian. We got to start calling a spade a spade. And I'm not talking about a person, Bonnie. I'm talking about the Spirit. I'm talking
Amen.
About the influence on a person. I'm not talking against you. I'm talking against that holds you down. Because God loves us all, no matter what. God, he's an equal opportunist lover. He even loves the sinner as much as he loves the saint. The Bible says that he came for the sinner. The Bible says that he died for us while yet we were still
Amen.
Sinners. So he loves you. We're not doubting that. But here goes what we're trying to get to. How much do you love God? Do you love him enough to tell the truth about him? Or do you love yourself and love the people that surround you and you care about their ideas of you more than you care about the idea of God?
Mm.
Are you telling the truth because you love God? Or are you telling a half-truth, a lie, because you love the people? Would you rather your church be full and heaven be empty? Can I say that again? Would you rather your church pulpit, your church pews to be filled, but heaven to be empty? Because if you continue lying to these people, they're going to draw further and further away, whether or not from your indoctrination, but being that you've lied them, you just now opened the door for evil influence because of your babble. You just now became a gate for other gods. So watch out. I'm talking to teachers, preachers, pastors, evangelists, prophets. I'm talking to people with authority tonight. Watch out. Watch out and come into correction. And I don't mean this to get 150 phone calls tonight and say, Chuka, you preached a pretty serious message. Pastors are mad at you. I don't care. If you're mad at me, I guess what? I'll put my number on Instagram. You guys can call me all you want. I'm preaching
right.
the truth tonight. And if your heart is broken, then I pray in the name of Jesus that God would speak to your broken heart and fill it with the truth tonight. Because you need to preach out of the abundance of your heart. And if your heart has abundance of evil in it, then you're preaching evil. If your heart has a bunch of lies in it, then you'll probably be preaching lies. But be ye filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Be ye filled with truth. And guess what? Once you're filled with truth and once you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you'll start speaking truth. You'll start telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start allowing Jesus to do it and don't worry about what your perception thinks about it, then you'll be doing the right thing. You'll be in the right area. You'll be on the mark. You'll be on the target. What's up, Tony? If you know, lean
Amen.
Not on your own understanding. Where does it say that? Does it say that in Proverbs 3?
Yes.
Lean not on your own understanding. Yeah, guess what? We got a lot of good ideas, Tony. We got a lot of fantastic ideas on the Amara Gojel.
Sure.
We're pretty
smart.
But
they're not God's will.
Yeah, exactly. How do you know what God's will? Well, let's read. Let's read. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world,
mm-hmm.
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, when you are transformed, when you do not conform, do you know what the word conformed means? It means
yes.
to try to push a round peg inside of a square hole.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to conform it. You're trying to add form to something. When you are trying to add form to yourself, to make yourself look like, sound like, and act like the rest of the world, then you won't be pleasing
to God. I looked up that word. I did a study on that, Chuka. I looked up that word to be conformed. And one of the root words, I mean, I'll just say it in English, what it means. It means to fabricate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, why Amei Chom, we'd say, Sosta Mutaz Amei for a big business that makes things. Sohakar, fabrica.
Fabrica, yeah, fabrica, yep.
They fabricate things
right,
in
it's
there.
A factory, yeah, it's a factory.
It's a factory. You,
yeah.
Now, if your life is to pattern yourself, to fabricate yourself to the pattern of this world, then no good. I believe that tonight that you're not speaking harsh, okay? I believe that you're speaking with love. Because I do
yes.
believe that tonight that this is a love message. If
yes,
you
sir.
Want me to preach, if you want Chuka to preach, and please, people, listen to me out there. If you want Chuka to preach a nice, warm, little message that gives you goose pimples and makes you feel all nice and warm inside, believe me, we know how to do it. We can do it. We could preach a very nice message to
yes,
you.
Sir.
But
yes,
this
sir.
Is the message of love. To
mm-hmm.
come to repentance, because there's people of God out there tonight that are dying in their sin. There's people out there tonight that are going straight to hell because people are not standing up and telling them, hey, Prala, I love you. I want to preach to you the true gospel of God. Their
yes,
blood
sir.
Is on our hands if we don't do
yes,
that.
Sir. Yes, sir. We are the watchmen on the wall, Tony. And guess what? I had enough of seeing Christians that has so much potential.
I may
so
not be a watchman
potential.
in a church. Listen to me. I may not be a watchman in a church.
Come on.
But as of right now, before the world was framed, God knew this night, me and you, Chuka, was going to be on this radio. And we're the watchmen of this radio station.
Amen. Amen.
Our congregation is right now on this radio station. And if you hear me, please, asunen su pricholo, Chuka. Asunen, because this is the love message. If we didn't love you, we wouldn't be preaching like this. Jean Gray.
You know, that, here goes, and praise God, and it's 100% true. I love you so much that I'm willing to hurt your heart here so that way you don't spend eternity in hell. That's how much I love you. I'm concerned about the people of God. I'm seeing way too many people of God that have so much potential to be a great teacher, a great preacher. One piece, one particle of the fivefold ministry is inside you tonight, and you're not letting go of that which was held down in your life because we've been lying to you. We've been telling you half-truths, and I want to apologize for that. And I want to decree and declare as of right now, I will not tell a half-truth anymore. At the behest of hurting people's feelings, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, but I'm glad if I can convince you to turn your way, if I can persuade you with the word of God to turn around and look at it for what it really, really is. This is your life. This is eternity we're talking about. We're not trying to make you feel good here and then have you die in hell. We want you to hear the truth and then have eternal life with our Father in heaven. We want all of us to hear, well done, my good and pleasing servant. This is what I want. I don't want anybody. I would rather you guys call me up tonight and say, Chuka, you preached way too hard. But it convicted you. It convicted your heart. I would rather that
Chuka?
Than... Yes.
Chuck, I don't mean to interrupt. I was just Googling the word conform. And it says, check this out. It says fit in. It says one of the definitions is fit in and be or conventionally fit in. So look at what the Word of God says. Don't fit into this world.
That's right.
But be transformed from it. Don't be like the world. Don't try to fit in. Try to fit out. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. So go ahead. I just want to share that. God bless you.
Amen. And me and Tony, we love sharing with each other the scripture that says that we are a peculiar generation of people.
Yes.
And you know, the reason why we're peculiar is because we don't fit in this world. We do not. And if you if you're a Christian and you look just like a club owner, and you live just like a person who owns a brothel, then no good.
Mm-hmm.
No good. You can't be a pimp and then end up in paradise. Sorry, I'll say it.
Amen.
You can't live your life like a pimp. You can't do it and then expect that you will be in paradise. Now, I'm not saying that God's grace is not perfect enough that at the last seconds of your life, but you better not take advantage of it, that he'll give you opportunity to accept salvation, because we know that the man hanging on the cross next to Jesus, he got salvation because he recognized who Jesus was. But which one of you are hanging on a cross tonight? None of yous.
What?
None of yous. None of us are hanging on a cross. So we can't take advantage of that. We need to be pleasing to God. And this is the most important thing, that we would be pleasing to God. And that goes for me, that goes for Tony, that goes for John, and that goes for you too, listener. We need to be pleasing to God. You see, let me tell you something about Chochaimo, something about a lie. You see, one lie gives birth to another lie, and it gives birth to another lie, and before you know it, you have this big old family filled with lies. Okay? And then what happens is, because people start catching on to your lies, they'll go into fake doctrines, false doctrines, like the once saved, always saved doctrine, like the Jesus only doctrine, like fake prosperity doctrine, because they heard your lies. People ain't stupid. We're in 2015. We're in the new millennium. People are not dumb no more. And now they're hating hearing the lie out of your face, so they'd rather make up their own lie. At least it's their own lie. So that's why Babel, when in Tanajal Chomui, is a door to other gods. Let me tell you something just like this, and I'll state my point very, very clearly. Because of everybody's lies and because of everybody's stupidity, the Church of God has been afraid to mention key words and key things in our faith, like the word faith. We're afraid to use the word faith in things because people will peg us out as faith fellowship, as faith and prosperity. We're afraid to use the word and the power of grace because people will peg us out as once saved, always saved. We're afraid even to use the name of Jesus. I was in a predicament where I heard someone baptize someone by mistake and didn't say it in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they say, I baptize you in Jesus' name, and the whole congregation made a big old stink about it. But let me tell you something. I'm going to state it very clearly. I believe in faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing to God. I know that we walk by faith. I know that faith is what moves mountains. I know that if it's not for faith, we won't have grace. And I believe in grace because grace is sufficient. Grace takes us places. Grace opens up doors. Grace is the thing that Jesus hung up on a cross to give us. I know that grace brings faith. And I know that I'm saved by grace through faith. And guess what else? I believe in the name of Jesus. I ain't Jesus only, but I'm a Jesus everything. Praying the message in the name of Jesus. I pray when I wake up in the morning, I pray in the name of Jesus. I bless my kids in the name of Jesus. I bless my food in the name of Jesus. I ask the Lord to bless me in the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus, there's only one name under heaven and in earth that a man needs to call upon to become saved, and that's the name of Jesus. So guess what? You want to call me a false prophet? Then go right ahead, because guess what? I'm bringing it out into equalness, and that's how you got to bring the truth. It is faith. It is grace. It is the name of Jesus. Without these things, you ain't a Christian. We're breaking bonds tonight. We're knocking down walls tonight. I don't care what anybody says. I'm a Trinitarian. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that if you do have grace and if you do have faith, you will produce fruits. But it ain't the fruit that gets you to heaven. It's the fruit that makes you look like Jesus. And if you ain't got no fruit in your life, then you don't look like no Jesus. You look like a devil. And if you say, well, then he must be works-based. No. What I believe is what Jesus said, that when you do good works, that you need not even to expect to get repaid. For what does it benefit a man if he only gives out a loan to a person that he knows he'll get his money back from? Even the pagans and even the non-believers do that. I do it for free. What I do for free. I do it because I love Jesus, and I do it because Jesus loves me. And it's not even that I want to do it, but the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, it automatically comes up out of me. So if you ain't producing fruits, it's not because you ain't forcibly producing fruits. It's because there's no fruit producer inside you. You need to find Jesus. You need to find the Holy Ghost. You need to call upon the name of the Lord, and you too will be saved. I promise you in Jesus' name that you will be saved. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Or John the Baptist penned out, God did not give you the Spirit of God by measure. He didn't give us the Spirit by measure. He poured it abroad upon us all.
Amen.
So what does that mean? Can you preach the gospel in truth? You better. Should you preach the gospel in truth? You better. Is there any other way to preach the gospel? No way in this world. No way in this world. You cannot preach the gospel to be fruitful in the gospel. And let me tell you something. You see, I was studying a little bit earlier, and I was studying just on that. On being equal. You see, there's two sides of the extreme. There's the hyper grace, and then there's ultra law. Okay? Now, hyper grace says that you can do just about whatever you want and you're saved. And then there's ultra law, which says that there's no grace and you have to follow every law in the word. And then, like the thing about the Jesus only and all of that, look, like I said, I think I made my point earlier, but guess what? Let's go into the Old Testament. Let's go into the Old Testament, into Exodus 30, verse 34, and we're going to read. Listen, this is Moses and the perfumer. So Moses said, gather fragrant spices, resin droplets, mollusk shells, galbanum. Mix these fragrant spices with pure frankincense. Weigh out in equal amounts. Did you catch it? Weigh out in equal amounts. Use the usual techniques of the incense maker. Blend these spices together and sprinkle with salt. Hear it, salt, to produce pure and holy incense. Grind some of the mixture into a fine powder and pour it in front of the Ark of the Covenant, where I will meet with you at the tabernacle. You must treat this incense most holy. Never use this formula to make any incense for yourselves, and reserve it only for the Lord. And you must treat it holy. Anyone who makes incense like this for personal use will be cut off from the community. But here goes what I'm talking about right here, the equal measure. You see, people believe in the hyper grace, and people believe in the ultra law. How about put them together and get Christianity? You need to follow the laws of God because you love God, and you got grace because it made you saved. People ain't understanding that, Tony, and they're becoming afraid to talk about the truth. They're becoming afraid to bring up the truth because they don't understand it's by equal measure. Do things by equal measure. Don't be a lunatic and say, well, we can be homosexuals and still enter the kingdom of God. Or we can be adulterers and enter the kingdom of God. I've heard once saved, always saved people say this. And may God forgive them. Because it's nonsense. You cannot live like the devil. You can't hold hands with the devil and still make it to heaven. I'm sorry. You can't go out with Satan and be married to Jesus.
You see, this is the thing. There are so many things that a person does, okay? And you could say, well, you know, let's put it this way. We're talking about truth tonight, am I? Is that what we're talking about, Chuka?
Amen, amen.
The true gospel, speaking the truth in love, okay? A person could go drink, gamble, smoke, sin, do whatever. And you know something? That's bad. It's evil. But it's not the character of Satan. Guess when a person takes only on the character of Satan? When he lies.
That's right. That's right.
You could do all those things. They're bad. I'm not saying for nobody to do those things. That's not good. That's evil. That's, you know, it's influenced by the devil. But the only thing that makes a person take on the character of Satan is when he lies.
That's right.
What did Jesus say? He was a liar from the beginning.
From the beginning. He's the father of all lies.
He was the father of lies. So when you lie, and see what you're talking about once saved, always saved, you're talking about the law, and you're talking about all these different kinds of doctrines that are coming into the church. This is what's happening now, okay? See, the devil doesn't lie to you all lies, because you'll recognize it's a lie. The way the devil lies is he lies with 99% of the truth.
Yep.
And he just leaves 1% out.
Yep.
When he went to go be tempted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus went in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, Jesus told him, Satan told him, jump down from the temple. Because doesn't it say that the angels will come down, that you don't even dash your foot against the stone? Now, a lot of people don't know that Satan lied right there.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what he left out? A lot of people don't know what Satan left out. It says, the scripture says, and it's in Psalms. He quoted Psalms to Jesus. He said, you will not dash your foot against your stones. But what it really says, it says this, that he left out. God will protect you in all your ways.
Mm.
See, Satan left that out.
Mm-hmm.
See, Satan uses scripture to deceive people. Satan uses the Bible to deceive people. Satan uses the person that's got a Bible under his arm and doesn't know the true gospel and comes to deceive people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is what's going on today.
Yeah. His way of lying is being out of context. His biggest tool is being out of context. And that's why even in the garden, he lied there with Adam and with Eve. He said, did God tell you not to touch the fruit?
You see, God never said don't touch it.
God didn't say don't touch it. He said don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
It was a lie. The Bible says in Revelation that if you add anything to these prophecies, to this word, all of the plagues that were written in these revelations will be added to you and your household. That's
I think what
thing.
It comes down to is this, Chuka. Listen to me, brother, and listen to me. I'm giving you a testimony right now. I'm just going to take two minutes, okay, and then you could finish. The problem is this. I'm convicted right now by the message you just preached.
Mm.
I'm convicted because the Bible says that above all, our heart is deceitful.
Yes, sir.
We can lie our own selves.
Mm.
We're lying our own selves. Everything is okay. That's why the Christian is so hard to convince. You could convince a non-believer to be a Christian tonight. Then it's easier to convince a Christian to repent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because a Cristiano tells himself, I'm okay. I'm once saved, always saved. I'm saved by grace. I'm okay. It's just a beer. It's just a cigarette. It's just a little joint. I don't do it every day.
Yep.
That's why it's harder for me to preach the gospel to you, because you are a Christian already. You claim to be a believer.
Yeah, you've been indoctrinated.
You've been indoctrinated by something.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to start living. I got to start, in my own prayers, I got to start being truthful with my own self and be truthful with God. In my own prayers, I got to start saying, Devla, I'm a sinner, and I want to fall today, and I'm going to fall, and I'm going to, but Shruti Sadma, Devla, just been up at off.
Tony,
let me study the scriptures. Let me understand your word.
Amen. You know, you said something, and you said that you were convicted by Katya Warba. Well, guess what? Since 1 week I've been studying it, I'm convicted. my heart is heavy. I'm sad. I'm brokenhearted because guess what? I've been a Christian 23 years. You guys made me a teacher 13 years ago. And this is the first time that God has shown me all of our wrong ways, that we have sugarcoated the Word of God, that we've kept some stuff back not to hurt people's feelings. May the Lord have mercy on all of our souls.
Amen.
And that's what, you know, conviction isn't condemnation. You see, that's what we have to remind people.
Right.
We're not condemning tonight. I did not say, Tony didn't say I'm condemned. I didn't say I'm condemned. John's not condemned tonight. We're convicted. We're convicted. Our hearts are heavy. And guess what? I hope in Jesus' name, and I pray that this word would continue in our lives, that it would bring forth fruit, and that it would continue, that fruit would drop more seed, and that we would be perpetually convicted. We need to always be convicted to tell the truth. If we don't get convicted to tell the truth, then we'll continue to just be like our father, the devil, and lie to people, and lie to ourselves more importantly. How about that, Tony? People that lie
That's
to themselves.
We're lying to ourselves.
Yeah, because look, you ain't lying to God, because God, the Bible says that God cannot be mocked. You ain't pulling the wool over the big guy's eyes. Not going to happen. You can
I am persuaded, right? We've been saying this.
Yes, sir.
Paul said, I am persuaded that this is the truth. I'm convinced.
Sir.
I'm locked. There's no way you're going to change my mind. But you know what I do? What I do? I persuade myself.
Amen.
I'm not letting God persuade me. I'm letting myself persuade me that I'm okay, that I'm going to make it, that it's okay for me to do what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm 2,000 miles away from you guys. A lot of people don't know me on the radio station tonight. They don't know what I look like. I could be living like the devil right now. You understand? I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. Brother John, if you could hear us, I told Chuka this last week. In 35 years of Christianity, I've been a Christian 35 years. I've learned one absolute in this world. There's 100% absolute that there is a God and that I'm not him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You know,
there is a God out there, believe me. I sit there, I don't object, and I sit there beside the Lord. And I steep shouts of my Simotadella. I didn't want to hurt my feelings. I didn't want to hurt this guy's feelings. I didn't want to preach this way. I didn't want to do what I didn't want to say that word to that guy because I was scared he was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's what scares me. That's what wakes me up in the middle of the night. That's what makes me get up and start praying. That's what makes me tell my children to stop cursing, to stop lying, to stop being foolish, to stop acting like the devil.
Amen. Amen.
That's so true.
A Bible will tell that in the house, judgment starts in the house of God.
That's right.
Judgment starts with us first. Le preachintoria, le deacons, le elders. Judgment starts on us first. Believe me, if me and Chuka wasn't convicted and if we wasn't judged by this, we wouldn't be speaking this way.
Look, Tony, I would love to preach a message that I would get high fives for a month from now for people hearing this message. But being that we already heard that soft message, and I'm not preaching hellfire and brimstone. I'm preaching to use the love of God. I'm preaching to use what the Word of God does to a person's life. Tony, there's no good found in me. And all that is in me that is good is of God. This is it. Nothing else. I'm full of deceit. I'm full of lies. But as soon as I come under that anointing, as soon as God puts that word inside my heart, it changed me. It made me new. It created a new creation inside me. 1 Corinthians 5:17. If you are in Christ, you're a new creation.
You are a new creature.
You're in Christ. You got to be in him, not around him, not near him, but in him. And how do you get in Christ? Through his word. He is the word of God. I mean, read John chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 11. It explains how he is the word of God. He's the word that became flesh and dwelt among us. But listen to me. If you could hear my voice right now, I want you to hear this last scripture, and then we're going to give you a call of repentance. Because we're preaching we're teaching a believer tonight. We're going to give a call of repentance after the scripture. Jeremiah 1:9. Then the Lord put his hand on my mouth and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Mm. See, I have this day set you over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build up, and to plant. If those things happened to you tonight, if you felt like you got rooted out, like you got pulled down, like you might have felt destroyed tonight, you might have felt like you got pulled down, well then in Jesus' name, I pray that this word would build you up and plant a seed inside your heart. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you're wise enough to allow the water of God's word to be poured upon that seed. And in Jesus' mighty name, may it produce 30, 60, and 100-fold. In Jesus' name. I'm talking to a Christian, so you know what I'm talking about. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you fill yourself up with truth because of this tonight. Since your ears have heard it, and since your eyes have seen it, you are accountable now. I tricked you into it. You just became accountable to telling the truth.
Mm.
And glory goes to God. I pray that you tell the truth. Tony, why don't you give these people a call back to God?
Amen. Amen. Shalvati, if you can hear me and people that are listening, you heard this message tonight, I appreciate Saddam al-Fal. I got to say the truth, Chuka. It's with a heavy heart, and I am. And I'm rejoicing, but yet there's something inside me that's burning.
Mm.
There's something inside me that's saying, and I'm calling my own self to repentance.
Me too. I'm going to be praying it with you, man.
So let's pray. And whoever can hear me, and if you could pray along with this prayer, pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight. Devil, I heard your word.
I heard
Father
you.
God Almighty, we're tired of being lied to, Mugodil. We're tired of living a lie, Mugodil.
Yes, God.
Devil, if we're wrong in some area, Devil, I chij on azo chachimos, sadam that, Mugodil. We pray tonight that the people that are hearing this word, that they would come to repentance and that they would come to the foot of the cross.
Yes.
And Devil, that they would feel your word enter into their lives again, Mugodil. That the Holy Spirit would begin to speak to them right now. The way you've been speaking to us, Mugodil. I pray that the Holy Spirit begin to preach to them, Mugodil, Devil. I pray tonight, Devil, after they hear this radio, Devil, they not so in arat, Mugodil. But they would jump so arat, Mugodil. I say, I've been talking to them, Mugodil.
Yes.
Grab a hold of them, Devla, and bring them that back to the cross, Mugodil, Devla.
Yes.
Father, it's only you can, Mugodil. I may some manus, Mugodil.
Yes.
I may some just men, Mugodil. But tu sano devo baro, Devla. Tu sano sunso duho, Devla, kai saikaras, Mugodil. You could go into each and every household right now. You could go into every airwave, Mugodil. You could go into every car, Mugodil. Whoever's listening to us, everywhere, wherever they're at, Mugodil, you could touch them, Mugodil. Bring them back, Father God, Devla, and help them, Mugodil, to see the truth once again, Mugodil. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Bacon and Chuka, we have like 1 minute left. We have one phone call here. We got enough time for one quick phone call. Oh, we lost them. Okay, sorry about that. If anybody has a quick prayer request or a quick comment, hit one on your keypad if you're a calling listener. We're going to take this call. Area code 301. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Albert. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine, gentlemen. Powerful message tonight, guys. God
Amen.
Bless you. You did a wonderful job. And then Butchachimos. Guy, what about the Dineski Castronel? I'm out of 10. But I do want to say one thing to you, gentlemen.
Come on.
Janasco o Dusmano. When I use the word Dusmano, it's translated Catalihon from the devil. All right? I'm not going to tell my Yitzhak Romani or a Christian, if you want to say, the Nama Elen Kavranga Dusmaya.
Yes.
This is a Karazi Divinsky Boya Worta. Because yeah. I know oh, from the beginning, before Christianity, you're in a serious woman, a woman, natural woman, not Kritaja, she somehow does my woman, but Gajenga, we was allowed to.
Right.
The reality is this. Okay.
Yeah.
You, they could use the truth. You could preach the truth all day long. Okay? But if we're not telling people to repent from being enemies of people, then we're in the wrong way. Yeah. Okay?
Amen.
First of all, we got the notion to our businesses, I told us, I have to smile, Mamusunga. In reality, the minute Kala Avera Duzmano Gajeska, Homeska, Nyamoska, whoever you are taking the attributes of your father, the devil.
There you go.
You've got to understand, we were born the children of the devil. We was adopted into Christ's family, into God's family. And a lot of people can't take that. It's too heavy for them. But the God's family truth is this. We have to stop being anybody's enemy. Because then you follow the attributes of the devil. All right?
Yes, sir.
Listen. There's an understanding. Go home, son. People are smart enough to run businesses, to live legally.
Absolutely.
You know, Sekaras Fendi Podiwano, Sekaras in my Lashe. I've seen people already do great jobs and be honest about what we're doing. You know, and here's the story. Until we stop becoming anybody's enemy, how can we honestly really be the children of God when
That's
we're
right,
acting like the children of the devil? It
cannot
be. It cannot be. Here's where the mistake is. Here's where the lie is. Here's where the truth will never come out to us. Because it's okay for us to choraza de mundaraz manusun, I think shinaza de choraz de miglatin, I think of familian. It's okay. You know, I've heard one time a Paul and the other guy said, good for you, hey, hello, tell the car to go home. You know what?
Yeah.
This is a mistake in our part.
That's right.
This is a mistake.
You know,
Elder,
I believe that happened because of the sugarcoating. We indoctrinated people and we said, this is okay. This is mistokako.
Well,
guess what?
The word sugarcoating. I'm going to use the word compromise.
There you go.
It all comes
out to being a lie. It all comes out to being a lie. And like the deacon said, Elder, when you lie, you take on the attributes of your father, the liar, the devil.
Exactly.
Chuka.
Okay. He comes to rob, steal, and to destroy. And if you're doing any of these, which I'm sure we have fallen into sin many times, these are the ones that need to be repented from. You know, Dick Ochachimos can never be changed. Ochaimos, every time it's said, it can be changed. You know, you cannot change the truth, because if you did, it's not the truth no more. And the truth is this. Lord Jesus gave us two commandments. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself.
We got
to think that neighbor, Gajo, we can take everything he's got for us. Okay?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's sorcery. Anytime that we do, the word says this, if you look it up, it's called a profit for personal gain. Okay? When we want to do manuz manusun, because we'll never get to the righteousness of God until we stop being enemies of people. Until we stop. You know, there's no problem. I said that my worst enemy, the person I cannot stand in my life, I do not pray that the wrath of God will come on him or that he goes to hell. Because if you knew the wrath of God and the power of God, let me tell you something. You wouldn't want it on your worst enemy.
That's right.
That's when you start getting your heart right with God. When you start saying, hey, I don't want to see Kutari fall and break his head. I don't want to see him lose his wife and his family and his children. And I don't want to hurt him. Okay, let me tell you what the worst of sin we have, Mascari Humania, just people are destroying people's families. They're hurting their children. They're taking away their wives. They're going out with their wives, and their wives are going out with other people's husbands. And they're hurting children. Here's the things we need to confront. This has to stop. You cannot be a Christian and be an adulterer at the same time. That's when Sanchez, you are destroying. Because adultery doesn't destroy the people who do it. It destroys everyone around them.
Sure does.
And this is something we need to talk about. Here's something we need to bring up. Leave people's family alone. Stop hurting any of the children. But the Bible says clearly, if you hurt any one of these children of mine, you're better off throwing no millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest part of the water. Okay.
Amen.
And
amen.
This is because I'm going to tell you, the remorse of what I can tell you.
Yeah, well, I said it.
Amen.
I said it like this. You can't live like a pimp and end up in paradise. Sorry.
Amen. Well, guys, I'm sorry. We're out of time. I want to thank you all for a great comeback. God bless you.
Praise
God. God bless you too, gentlemen.
I agree with the elder 1,000%. Chuka and Deacon, great word tonight. I want to say God bless you.
We apologize.
We're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you. Next Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Saturday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time. Gus and
Saturday
myself
night.
Will be here to share the word. Yes, Saturday night. God bless you. We love you. From Gypsies for Jesus Radio, good night and God bless.